Chapter 2, Happiness and Love versus Sadness and Suffering. Are you happy or sad? Are you struggling with life, your emotions? Do you believe the struggles and distress you experience in this life will go away once your physical body is gone? These basic questions are the ones that create the foundation of how we live our lives. These are the questions that control our lives, driving us to make the decisions that we do. We are always struggling within ourselves, searching for happiness and satisfaction in life, trying to find a means to that end. We are always looking for ways to feel complete, to find happiness and control our inner sadness and suffering. People attempt to manage their distress and create happiness by looking to religion, looking to various activities to keep the heart dulled to the sensation of unhappiness and suffering. We keep ourselves occupied with exciting activities, television, computers, and etc., to feel less empty. That is, it's an illusion of fullness and satisfaction. But the question is it possible to do anything in this physical life with this body to make your heart feel satiated and devoid of suffering? We try to do these various physical activities to fill the empty bowl in our hearts, but will doing so address the suffering and emptiness you feel in your heart? You can temporarily fill your bowl, but there will be no long-term solution relying on these corporeal activities. The only thing that will fill the empty bowl, your heart, is if you return to the truth and save yourself. People have been suffering, confused, distressed for so long. They have been suffering because they compare themselves to other people in this world. They compare themselves and they don't feel adequate, or they feel superior. They think they don't make enough money and they feel inferior. They make more than others and feel superior. Suffering hearts stem from the comparison to others. They also suffer when they lose control of their emotions, such as anger or depression, and let that emotion spiral out of control. Many of you are suffering. Darkness and dark energy are negative thoughts and thoughts that make us suffer, like greed, power, fame, trying to become rich, become better than others, trying to be special, trying to overpower others, belittling people, believing that we are better than other people. This is darkness we have created. Life gives us the opportunity to create darkness. Life gives us the opportunity to realize that this is not what we truly are. You are not just in existence, living life to be greedy, to be better than others. All of these desires for powers outside of yourself, to dominate other people, are they really giving you happiness and satisfaction inside? I think if you ask yourself if you are satisfied, truly satisfied, the answer will be no. Am I correct? I believe I may be correct in assuming this. You have been suffering so long that you don't even realize what the possibilities of happiness are. You don't realize the capacity of warmth and spaciousness that exists in your heart. If you begin to understand that there is this vast spaciousness, happiness, vibrations of warmth in your heart, then you will not continually strive to embrace these powers any longer. Mankind has known that their hearts are suffering. Anything that isn't happiness, warmth, and joy is a heart of suffering. You live in a world of comparison, of jealousy, of hate, of distrust. You live in this world that you have created. You have created this world because you have believed in this material world as the one where you had to make a difference. You understand this material body to be the only world. You are continually reincarnated, believing each life is the only life you will live. I am here to help you break this cycle. I am here to help you get out of the habit of believing you are only a physical body. I want you to break the cycle by meeting the truth in your heart. And once you understand you are a warm heart of love and energy, then you can change the way you have thought about this world. You can change 180 degrees. The heart that suffers is just the heart that has forgotten true warmth. You can save your pain and suffering. Once you begin to change your many suffering hearts to warmth, by embracing them, you will slowly change yourself. Only you can save yourself, and we call that self-salvation. How do you become joyful and happy? Who do you rely on? You only rely on yourself to make yourself happy. Your heart can never be saved. Your heart can never be saved by any outside source, God. You are in control of your destiny, of whether you want to be happy or sad. There is no one to blame for your suffering but yourself. No one bequeaths suffering unto anyone. Suffering and darkness is a creation of your own, and everyone is responsible for his or her own happiness and sadness. You control your own destiny of whether you will be happy or sad. You control that by where you point your heart and what you choose to believe in. Suffering is something you have caused yourself. You have traveled far from the essential nature of yourself, and that causes suffering in this physical life. You forget that your purpose is to return to the warmth in your heart, to rediscover consciousness, and to find the joy in your heart. You think that accumulating energies such as greed and power is important in this physical life, but you are actually just getting wrapped up in the mask of your physical life. If you remember that your true mission is to return to the warmth in your heart, you will not suffer because you will know that all you need do is wrap your suffering selves and ask yourself, your suffering dark heart, to return to your true heart of warmth. Fortunately, through your sufferings, you look for answers. Only through pain and suffering will you question yourself. Only then will you begin to search for answers to those questions. I am here to tell you, life is not about suffering. Your own interpretation of life deems things suffering or happy. All experiences, when you strip away your interpretation, are occurrences of joy. Anything to make you question your purpose is something to be welcomed and is a joyous event. Without suffering and pain, you never think to question yourself or your existence. That is why I welcome all pain and suffering with a heart of joy. And as you experience pain, your heart is realizing something. Your heart is questioning why you have pain and suffering, and that is always an opportunity for change. So what do you do with the sadness and darkness in your heart? How do you alleviate this dark heart? If you know you are suffering, now is not the time to wallow in that sorrow. Now is the time to be proactive and try to figure out how to save yourself. Why are you unhappy and sad? You're sad because of the direction you placed your heart. If you always look to the physical world for the truth, you will always be unhappy. Once you discover that the truth is within your heart and you begin to save yourself, then you will start to become satisfied. We have been trying to ignore this heart. We have been praying to gods to help us to ignore this heart because we had forgotten how to save ourselves. We tried to forget about this suffering heart, and we tried to forget about their existence within ourselves. That is the coldest, cruelest thing you can do to yourself. For even suffering hearts are a part of you. This physical body is a mask you wear. Your true existence is the consciousness that lives forever. It is the emotions you feel all the time. These emotions are alive and never die, whether they feel happy or sad or feel angry or peace. This emotional self constitutes your conscious self that never disappears. If you are unable to resolve anger and jealousy, currently, when you die, you will continue to exist in that state. You are always trying to run away from our emotions. We are always trying to dampen, ignore, and find ways to divert our attentions so we don't have to feel anything. We are trying to escape our emotions. We need to come to peaceful resolutions with our emotions. We need to take these emotions and turn them into warmth and wonderful joy. This is our purpose. Your purpose isn't to escape your emotions by using the computer or other media, for instance, games and social networking. That is a life you need to confront every day. Don't divert your attention from your suffering self. Face your suffering heart head on. When you confront your dark energy and can save them, the happier and more at peace you will be. This study is about finding peace and joy, the truth within yourself. This is your true purpose. I struggled for many years trying to figure out what the truth inside my heart was. I struggled in my job as a school principal. Yes, I was a very intelligent person, so I used my brain to figure out answers in life. I tried to calculate how I could become more satisfied. I couldn't find the answers. I couldn't feel the answers. Nonetheless, the answers were all around me all the time. I realized it was where I pointed my heart. When I focused on my life with my brain, I felt suffering and pain. And when I turned and focused on my heart, this feeling in my chest, I became happier and found some answers. In life, many of us are blind to the eyes of our heart. I am asking you to be blind no longer. If you open your eyes and heart, you will truly find something there. You will find the warmth that you are. And this warmth waits for you within, eternally. Your true self waits for you eternally to return to the truth. Within everyone's deepest hearts, we are all striving for the same goal, the truth. The self that functions in its daily physical activities may think one thing, but I know that everyone's true self is searching for the truth. Your heart is always struggling to find the truth of its existence. People have just lost their way by forgetting what the truth is. They think the answer to their existence and the truth lie in the reality of this physical body. It is the belief that physical happiness will produce some truth and will provide some kind of satisfaction or fulfillment in life, thereby decreasing suffering. They look to money and power. They reach out to those things that can give them a sense of superiority because of the mistaken belief that this is where the answers lie. However, the truth is that we are consciousness, and you must not forget that we are one consciousness, all of us striving to reach the same goal. Only you can do this. Only you have the power to become happiness and joy. Life gives us the choice, and it is never too late to choose the path of warmth. You only need to listen to your heart. Look at your emotions and embrace them with this heart of warmth. It is so wonderful, you will see. Accepting all these hearts, you will become more joyful, and that is the only way to become more joyful. Look at the hearts within and embrace them. Only when you awaken the true heart within, only then will you understand that there is this magnanimous joy throughout the universe, throughout space. Everything in life is joyful. Everything is radiating and twinkling with joy. You will feel this within. I believe you will find this in your heart. You will strive to discover, uncover the truth of our existence in your heart. You strive to find your essential nature. I am your inner voice telling you that your essential nature is one of warmth, ever expansive, infinitely expanding through space and time. You are energy, and that is your essential nature. I ask you to return to this. Understanding that you are consciousness, that you are energy and vibrations of warmth is what finding yourself means. When you find your warmth and find the energy that comprises the universe, only then will you be fully satisfied and happy. All answers lie within your heart. You are truly a heart of warmth. Remember that you are a heart of warmth. There is an expansiveness that exists within us all. And it takes some realizations that those dark thoughts are not our true selves, that we are actually something completely different than those pained hearts. Understanding life's experiences. Everyone's life is a journey of many different experiences. It is up to you to decipher whether these will be experiences of joy or suffering. In this study, I am always telling you that these are joyful experiences and wonderful chances for you to look at your heart and make your heart larger and more accepting. There are many experiences in one's life where you may think, "Too bad for me." But at the end of the day, all experiences are joy. They are joy because they offer the opportunity for you to increase the size of your heart and acceptance. There are no bad experiences in life, just experiences. I want you to remember that. Even if you get cancer or become sick, these are experiences for you to traverse, to look at your heart and accept. You might find that you are buried in your worship of idols or gods, i.e. idolatry, when you become sick. Those are great opportunities for you to see what kind of heart you have been clinging to. Doing this study doesn't prevent illness. If it did, this study would have some special power. But it doesn't. What I teach you is that when you encounter these experiences, you can reflect on your heart and accept the experiences for what they are. Just find the truth in your own heart, through your life experiences and through the many difficulties and challenges you face. Please find the truth and joy in your heart. These experiences are a test for you to find the warmth in all circumstances. At first, it may disrupt your equilibrium, but you will realize and you will grow. Your warmth will grow through the challenges in your physical life. Knowing this, I am so happy and joyful that I cannot contain my joy. Return to the vibrations of warmth. Joy awaits everyone. Life is not frivolous. It is not about maximizing everything in the physical. For instance, more wealth, more prestige, more, and more. It is about finding the warmth within your heart and expanding that infinitely. This expanding of the heart never ends. The more you learn, the more your heart will continue to grow and expand. Within you, a volcano will burst with joy that is unexplainable. You will find such peace and joy within your heart. Feel the vibrations of love and warmth everywhere. This is all I am asking you to do. I know you can do this. You will find the joy looking within your heart. Everyone is your mirror. In your every waking day, there are people around you who will affect you, who will cause or stir in you certain emotions. That is excitement, agitation, anger, fear. Everyone in this world is a mirror in which to see yourself. All of your emotions that arise from interaction with people are hearts of yours. Your darkness needs salvation, release. These interactions with people help bring to the surface reflections of your inner self. For example, when you go to work and your boss comments on how your work is dissatisfactory and shoddy, for whatever reason, you become angered and upset. This is a chance for you to save this angry heart. You can help this angered heart return to its true essence, which is warmth. Your spouse, friends, parents, etc., are mirrors for you to see your suffering heart. Certainly, there are hearts of joy and contentment, but at the same time, there are many hearts of disappointment, fear, anger, agitation, ego. It is an opportunity for you to use these people as a reflection of yourself and to realize they are bringing to surface your suffering heart so you may save yourself. These are essentially hearts that must be embraced and returned to the warmth. Mankind does not have to live with hate, fear, anger, or agitation in his heart. Mankind does not have to live with feelings other than pure warmth and joy, acceptance and love. The emotions rising to the surface are an opportunity to save the suffering heart that is calling upon you. When anger shows itself, it seems you are angry with your spouse, boss, or acquaintance, whom you believe is the cause. However, it is actually the suffering heart asking to be saved, waiting to return to the heart of warmth. Once you begin to see people as your mirror and stop blaming them, their attitudes towards you will change. You cannot change their attitude per se, but your own actions and attitudes will change. You will see that they aren't there to cause you pain, anger, or frustration. Everyone is love, an instrument of warmth, to be used to return to your warmth. When you acknowledge this, then your focus will be on saving yourself, rather than holding others responsible for your emotions. Please don't blame your spouse, friends, for the agitation in your heart. Take this as an opportunity to help you return to your warmth. All is love, and all is joy. From the beginning, only love and joy exist. In this world of consciousness, everything is from the heart of warmth, acceptance, and embrace. Don't forget to use this physical body as an instrument to return to the warmth and world of consciousness. Return to that place in your heart. I want everyone to feel the warmth they are. Align yourself to this warmth and believe you are a part of the world of consciousness. We exist together. Everything exists together in the world of consciousness, and that world is real. It is indubitably the true world. Please feel it in your heart. There is a happiness to know that life is not about suffering. This is the true world we can live in. After our death, this is where we can return. To this flow where everyone exists together, in this flow, in this warmth. It is so wide and encompassing, embracing. Do you feel it? It is so large, warm, and bright. It is so large and expansive. It is incredibly beautiful. It is so peaceful and loving, and I don't know how else to explain it. You have to feel this with your own heart. Align yourself to the warmth in your heart. Mother's reflection is the springboard to help you find this place. Take this moment, the opportunity to talk to the suffering heart, the angry and disappointed heart, and say, "Hey, look, that's not what you are about. I know you are angry, disappointed, but it's not what your true essence is. You do not need to be angry with this person. I want you to align your heart with your warmth and remember what you are. I want you to remember that you are Mother's consciousness. You need not be angry, disappointed, or agitated anymore. Please return to your warmth inside. You are truly consciousness. It is time to return to the warmth. It is an opportunity to see your suffering heart." Initially, as you speak to yourself, your suffering heart wants to stay put. However, once you allow your suffering to be embraced by your warmth, your suffering heart begs to change to warmth. The following is an excerpt of the conversation of my suffering self and the warmth of Jenny, also the consciousness of Tomekichi Taike. The consciousness of Jenny Lai. "You don't have to suffer there anymore. Your heart is so wide, bright. You are consciousness, and you do not have a material body. You are consciousness living in the world of consciousness, and I want you to tune into this world. Do you feel my warm embrace? You don't have to suffer anymore. I am reaching out to you. Please come here. I want to embrace you. I want to embrace you because I want you to know that this suffering world that you are tuned into is not the only world that exists. That world exists within the world of warmth and love. And you can change and become a part of this world of warmth." The suffering consciousness of Jenny Lai. "I like it here in this suffering world. I like my pain. I don't know any better and I don't want to know any better. Please don't talk to me anymore. I don't want to listen. I just want to stay here in this rock-hard place that I am stuck in. And I don't want to know anything new. I just want to stay here. I don't want to be any different than I am." After meditating and turning your heart to your core warmth, your suffering heart can be alleviated. The suffering consciousness of Jenny Lai. "Yes, there is this joy here. There is a joy so immense, floating around, dispersing, spreading wings further. I didn't have to suffer and be in pain like this. Why didn't I realize this before? I didn't know I didn't have to be like this. I feel so free and happy here in this world. How come I didn't see this world before, and why didn't I understand the existence of this world of consciousness? It is so warm. I don't know why I didn't see this. Now that I think of it, why don't I want to be part of this world? Why was I stuck in my own little suffering hole, only looking inwards and not feeling the warmth? Thank you, Jenny, and thank you for calling upon me. Thank you for drawing me out of my shell and embracing me, because now I feel warm, happy, and grateful. I feel like I can move around. I don't have to suffer anymore. Thank you so much. In this warmth, world of consciousness, am I, in this flow, a part of it? It is so beautiful, wide and warm. I feel so peaceful inside. I want to scream that I feel so peaceful and joyful inside. I want to shout from the top of my lungs, I feel so wonderful and joyous. Thank you for letting me experience this world of warmth. The warmth of Jenny Lai, consciousness of Tomokichi Taiki. When you feel this world of warmth for the first time and many times after that, it is so incredible and bright, warm. Do you feel this peace now? Do you feel this peace and the joy in your heart? It is always here, just waiting for you, this incredible, immense joy. It is always waiting for you, communicating with your warm heart. You will expand your heart. You will return to this path, to the world of consciousness. This world is so wide. Now you can feel only... This world is so wide, now you can only feel an inkling of how warm and wonderful this world is. It is much larger than you can ever know. Keep turning your heart to your warmth, and your heart will grow, become wider. Things that used to bother you in this material world will not bother you anymore, because you see what the truth is. The physical body and material life is just a little piece of your existence. The only thing that matters is returning to this warmth and truth. It should be everyone's goal to return to this warmth and truth in your hearts. Consciousness of Jenny Lai. I tell my suffering hearts, you don't need to suffer any longer because we can all return to the warmth anytime. I am happy to find this warmth and open my eyes to this world. If you close your eyes lightly and align your heart with your warmth, a gear switches and you can feel the warmth of consciousness that we coexist with. This world is infinite and spreading and never changing. It has always been here. Consciousness of Tomokichi Taiki. The material world exists within this world of consciousness. Do you feel the joy and happiness here? The quiet in this place? I want you to find the quiet here in this meditation. And as you meditate every day, close your eyes lightly and turn your heart to the warmth. Once you align your heart with the warmth, then you will feel this world. Something changes, a gear inside yourself, and you feel this world. It is so beautiful. It is the true world. Everything exists within the flow of consciousness. This world is so joyful. When you close your eyes, it is warm energy, twinkling and understanding. Do you feel how warm and understanding this energy is? It is warm and embracing every cell. There is a deep sense of joy and gratitude. Please call out to your past, present, and future selves. Call out to the warmth in this world, in your heart. After you meditate and get a deeper sense of this world, you can easily identify when your heart is aligned to the warmth or this material world. You will know more quickly and readily when you are aligned. it is more possible to spend more of your waking moment in this world of consciousness, even though your body is in this three-dimensional material world. You have a tendency to wallow. Let it wash over yourself and release it from your heart. Don't hold on to the darkness. Let them go and be free. Let the emotions wash over you and then embrace them with love and warmth. When you become too angry, mad, or if some emotions try to take you over, don't let them. Let those vices go. Don't hold on to it in your heart. Let the emotions wash over you and return your heart to the warmth and be accepting and embracing. Don't hold on to your anger or sadness. Release and let it go. Let it return to this heart of warmth. Remember that you are consciousness with a physical body, and that physical body will die. Your consciousness will remain, and it is eternal and everlasting, never dying. A life with no experiences is a life that will be lived without expanding the heart. Life experiences offer an opportunity to increase the vastness of the heart, to increase acceptance of your physical circumstances in every way, shape, and form.